welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Technical Advisory Committee meeting of February 24th, 2023. Please remember to be aware of background noise. Keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, don't put yourself on hold, but do try to mute it. please wait to speak until I offer various opportunities at the appropriate times for the meeting. I'll stack names so everybody gets a chance. And please state your name each time you speak. And TAC members, please state your name in making and seconding motions. Somebody joined by phone is identified as caller 3. If you just joined by phone, would you identify yourself?
Marlita Peters.
All right, number 3 is Marlita. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
John Gara.
Hi, I'm here.
Sorry, very good. Jack Humberg.
Here.
Okay. Lauren Martin. All right, Sharon McNarty.
Here.
Very good.
Here.
Very good, I got you. Barb Page.
Yes, here.
Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Larry Schneider.
Present.
And Diana Worrell. Diana's on, I know, so. Did we lose Diana? I see Lauren Martin has joined. Laurel Martin has joined.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, that's all 9 members, assuming that Diana's, I see her, she's listed, so we have a quorum. Then let's proceed. We have Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, I don't know if Chip is on, and Justin Vogel for DPR. Jeff, would you like to get an approval of the agenda and the meeting minutes, and then if you would turn it back to me to kind of start the process?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to take a motion for the approval of the minutes. Anybody?
Schiffer will move it.
I'll second Diana.
Okay, all those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, like sign. Okay, the minutes are approved.
And then the, very good. Did you do the agenda too?
I didn't do the agenda, yeah. Okay, I'll take a motion for approval of the agenda.
I move to approve, Diana.
Schiffer will second.
Okay, all those in favor of approval of the agenda signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those against? Okay, the agenda is approved.
Okay, somebody just joined by phone. It's identified as caller number 4. Would you identify yourself, please, if you just joined?
Steve Wilcox.
All right, caller number 4 is Steve Wilcox. Okay, I think everybody's identified. Okay, well then let's go ahead and start. of course, the main purpose of today's meeting is to provide comments on the rule development workshop to the commission, your recommendations for the comments received. We have one comment in this case. I'll review the process. Mo will orient folks to the relevant documents on the BCIS, and then we'll begin. Comments should be restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft. I'll introduce each public comment in turn, which in this case there's only one. If there's proponents of the comment, they'll get to speak first. I'll have up to 3 minutes. I'll ask if anybody else wants to speak in support. Opposition will have each 3 minutes. If there are pros and cons, there can be one collective. That's one for each side, one for the proponents and one for the opponents. 2-minute rebuttal opportunity, and then we will come back to the TAC for your action to either recommend the commission approve the comment or deny the comment. So a motion one way or the other. which requires a two-thirds vote in this case, since it's a code issue for the tax for passage. So since we have 9 members present, it would be a 6-3 to pass and a 5-4 to fail threshold. Unless there's any questions on the process, I will turn it to Mo to provide orientation on relevant documents.
Good morning, this is Mo Madani. Assuming everybody has found the agenda, so the agenda is available on our calendar. From the agenda, there is an item number 4, which has in it the link to the code modification page. And the code modification page, as you see, it has a metric. The metrics it provide for all the agendas and the comments received on the when the 2023 update to the Florida Building Code. We did publish a supplement, and these comments is really related to the supplement that was published for the update. As you see, each TAC has received some comments related to their subject of responsibility, and you guys have received one code change. It's accessibility related. So it's in chapter mainly 30 of the elevator. This requirement mainly came from Bureau of Elevator, and is a requirement that also exists in Florida Statute 399. So and this code change mainly asking providing for a comment to change the language. So anyway, any question about the agenda or the update, etc.? Otherwise, go ahead, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay. Well, just following up on, I guess, where you were, we have one comment. It's accessibility building, chapter 30, comment number 1, identified by staff as new subject, submitted by Savannah Clarkston. So is the proponent here, Savannah Clarkston, who would like to speak in favor of this comment?
Mr. Chair, my name is Kevin Brinkman. I work with Savannah at the National Elevator Industry, and I'm available for comments. Savannah had a conflict this morning.
Okay, well, if you just state your name and representation one more time, I'll start your time, sir. I'll give you about a 30-second warning. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay. My name is Kevin Brinkman. I work for the National Elevator Industry. I work with Savannah Clarkson, who is the proponent for this proposal. The objective of our proposal is pretty simple. As written today, the language would require that any handrail or support rail in the car be at least 42 inches long. We certainly support the idea or agree with the idea of having the primary one be 42 inches long, but sometimes due to cab configurations or car sizes, owners or users would like to add an additional rail, but they may not have room to get to the full 42 inches. So our proposal would simply clarify the language to say that at least one support rail must be 42 inches long to make sure we meet the basic requirement. But if additional rails are provided, they may be shorter than that. So that's really the gist of our proposal. There was also one editorial cleanup in the last sentence of the paragraph. So really that's all I have. I'll yield the floor and answer any questions if there are any.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the proposal? All right, is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak in opposition to the proposal? Okay, well then, since there's only one comment, there's no need for a rebuttal, we'll come to the TAC for action. Justin, did you want to, is there anything you wanted to say vis-a-vis this particular topic?
Sure, this is Justin Vogel, counsel for the commission. I'd just like to, I guess, echo what Mr. Madani said. I mean, besides this being a new subject matter, it hasn't gone through the required publication and comment period that's required for code modifications, so it's too late in the process to be considered. Also, the language that is impeding them doing what they want with the support rails, unfortunately, is baked into Florida statute, and I agree with Mo that it seems like they would have to have the statutory language changed in order to be able to override that. So my advice would be to recommend denial on this modification.
Great. Thank you, Justin. All right, TAC members, you heard from council and from our staff in terms of it being a new subject, not going through the review process as well. This is in statute and requires statutory change for any changes, so I look to you for a motion.
Yeah, this is Larry Schneider. I'd like to make a motion to unfortunately deny. Kevin and I have the opportunity to sit on the ANCA one committee. And Kevin, good morning and welcome to the manhouse. And I totally agree. Unfortunately, this language is strictly in the statute, which mandates a statutory change. And I would like to recommend to Kevin and his association that they work toward proceeding, modifying that language in the statute, or the modification as proposed makes a lot of sense. But unfortunately, since it's statutory language, I think our hands are tied and we have to deny the code modification. Therefore, that's my motion.
Thank you, Larry. Is there a second?
This is Diana. I second and agree with Larry.
Thank you, Diana. Okay, we have a motion and a second for denial. Is there any further discussion from the TAC on the topic?
Can we do denial with clause? I mean, I don't want it to make it sound like it's just, yeah, I'd like to, a little piece of it.
I think you made your clause, you made your point, in terms of your thinking that the proponents heard, but as far as the recommendation to the commission, I think it should stick to approval or denial.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? All right then, TAC members, all those in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Is there anybody opposed? All right then, the recommendation to the commission is for denial on a unanimous 9-0 vote. Okay, I think that unless there's any additional public comment or any TAC or staff member comment, then Commissioner Groth, if you would please adjourn the meeting.
Okay, we move to adjourn.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.